I assume I wasn't the only one when I walked into shul and saw the white Aron Kodesh, the white parochas. It's a little bit, I don't know if shocking is the right word, but certainly moving as far as, oh my goodness, we're here standing from Yom Naram again. A little bit of a different, playbook. And I wonder, what is that attitude that we're supposed to try to cultivate in ourselves when we walk in right now and look at these white cloths, look at the Aron Kodesh in this new format? Are we supposed to be gripped with a terror, with a fear, Pachad Hadin? Are we supposed to be gripped with an ahava, a realization of the opportunity for closeness, two different ways to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're supposed to be Malei Charata, we're supposed to be Malei Tikva. You know, I'll tell you, we live our lives with the teachings of the Mesorah, the teachings of our Rebbeim, the Rishonim. I'd like to share with you something that I found that is not what I anticipated at all. There's the Trumas Hadeshim is one of my favorite Sfarim. The Trumas Hadeshim, the reason why it's one of my favorite Sfarim is tradition has the Shach writes that he made up his own questions. In every other Sefer of Shalos HaTshuvos, somebody sends in a question, the person sending in the question might not be a Talmud Chacham. The Shoel is not always a Talmud Chacham. He sends in the question, and the one who answers the question, the person who's writing the Sefer of Shalos HaTshuvos, is usually the Talmud Chacham. And what I like about the Trumas Hadesh is that you can learn so much, not just from his answers, but from the questions also, because tradition have it, the Shach says that the Baal HaTrumas Hadesh and wrote the questions himself. That's what the Shach writes in Yoredeya. And that's what was assumed until there was a Sefer that was uncovered. The Sefer is called Yalkut Yosher, Leket Yosher. And the Sefer Leket Yosher is a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin. And he writes, it's not just a biography of his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshin, not just an outline of all the different minhagim of the Trumas Hadeshin and the psakim of the Trumas Hadeshin. In there is recorded that so many of the shailas that you see in the shailas of Trumas Hadeshin were actually said. You see the names of the person who sent the question. So you see, it was not like the Shach had assumed from this tradition that it was just the Trumas Hadeshin asking himself the questions, but indeed, people sent real questions to the Trumas Hadeshin, and he answered them. In this Sefer, Leket Yosher, I want to share with you what he says about tonight. He says, I know from my Rebbe, that we always, the Trumas Hadeshin, everything in the Sefer is about his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshin, that we start saying Slichas always on a Motzei Shabbos. And the question is why? I want to share with you the answer that he gives from his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshin. Has to be Samach L'Shabbos, adjacent to Shabbos, because Trumas Hadeshin taught us that Shabbos is a day that we learn. We're not going to work. It's a day that we could learn. Baruch Hashem, we had shiurim all day with our Rabbi Sorcher. And, you know, when B'nai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, the Torah, kivyachol, was chogeres sak. I'm so sad. The Torah says to HaKadosh Baruch, I'm so terribly pained that B'nai Yisrael are coming into Eretz Yisrael now. Oh my goodness, what are you talking about? Finally, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. How wonderful it is after all that waiting. The Torah says, you know what, until now, B'nai Yisrael were getting taken care of, they're living the ideal life with the man, they didn't have to work, and they sat and learned Torah all day. Now they're going to have to go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have to work for a living, spend their days, and what's going to happen with Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to Klal Yisrael, I'm sorry, to the Torah HaKadosh, don't worry, I'll give B'nai Yisrael something called Shabbos. I'll give B'nai Yisrael Shabbos. Therefore, listen to the next few words of the Trumas Hadeshin, quoted by his Talmud, the Leket Yosher. Therefore, we start Slichos on Motzei Shabbos. Ki ha'am smeichim machmas mitzvas ha'torah shehem lomdim. You learn today more than you learn on a regular Tuesday when you go to the city. You're happy. You're happier. Also, mishum oneg Shabbos. Ve'ein ha'shchina shorach hazal tell us el mitoch ha'simcha. Lomitoch atzlos, lomitoch atzvos. And therefore, we start saying slichas tonight mitoch simcha shal mitzvah. When you walk in, you saw the white parochas, you thought dread, but terror, but fear, yira, pachad, wrong, simcha shal mitzvah. We're about to engage in the days of tefillah, days of kirvas Hashem, and that's the simcha that we have, the opportunity to be miskarev. But the question is, how in the world are we supposed to have simcha? There's so much on the line. Our parnasa, our gezunt, nachas from our children, our own simchas hachaim, life for heaven's sake. How in the world are we supposed to come in and start this tkufa with simcha? What are we talking about? I'd like to dig a little deeper into the schedule that we have over the next few days, and with that, perhaps have an added insight. You open up the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says there are two reasons why we start. Always have to be 4 days of slichas before Rosh Hashanah. So reason number one that the Mishnah Berurah gives is because there are those who have the minhag to fast for all of Aseres Yimei Tshuva for 10 days, and the problem is there are 4 of those 10 days that we can't fast, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and a Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur. So to make up those 4 days, the opportunity is there 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to add, so that between everything, there are 10 days that a person can fast theoretically. And therefore, the day is dedicated to fasting, to tainis, to tshuva. So we say slichs for those 4 days. That's the first answer the Mishnah Berurah says. The other answer that the Mishnah Berurah says is that when a person would bring a karban, then they would inspect the karban for 4 days, 4 days of bikur mimum, and psukim that describe all the karbanos when they... We have to bring karbanos on the various moedim. It always refers to the karbanos that we have to bring. V'hikravtem Allah, v'hikravtem, 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 with one exception. And all the Yom Tovim, it says v'hikravtem with one exception. The exception is the Rosh Hashanah, of course, where it says v'asisem. You should make, a chazal understand, you should make yourselves into the karban. And therefore, in a certain sense, something to talk about another time, on Rosh Hashanah, we make ourselves into karbanos, we're makrev ourselves, perhaps through the Tamlichuni Aleichem, by accepting Kabbalah Slamach Shemai, that's making ourselves into a carbon. We're makriv ourselves, whatever that means, not for now. And therefore, inasmuch as we are become the carbonos, we need 4 days to inspect none others but ourselves from the mumim that we have inside of our own identities. I'd like to talk about that for a moment. I want to share with you a Maisa Shahaya within a Maisa Shahaya. A Maisa Shahaya that I heard over the sometime in the past few years. I was out on Atzeres Tefillah. Somebody went missing, and they were searching for that person for a number of days, to no avail. And the situation was at a point that it seemed dire, and it seemed terrifying. And there was a Rav who spoke at this Atzeres Tefillah. And the Rav who spoke shared the following Maisa Shahaya that I verified it with him, and he said, yes, he verified this. It was a true story. It sounds untrue, but it's a true story. His own family was in the hospital with the relative of this person to whom it happened. And I'd like to share this story to you, because that might give us a little bit of an insight of the type of simcha that somehow we're supposed to be able to come to. There was a number of years ago, there was a very tragic fire. A little boy, a 4-year-old boy, suffered terrible burns on various parts of his body, specifically his toes. His foot was, a number of his toes were charred black with severe third-degree burns, and the doctors realized that among the surgeries that are going to be necessary, 3 toes are going to have to be amputated because of this, the terrible burns, the third degree burns. And the doctors made the following cheshbon. They realized that because there are so many surgeries that are going to have to be taken into account, they're going to have to be skin grafts, they're going to have to be one toe, second toe, the third toe. Between all the different surgeries that are going to have, they figured instead of subjecting this little child to numerous surgeries and numerous, putting the person under anesthesia numerous times, they figured let's do it once. Let's get the team of doctors all together. We'll have these doctors, these doctors, these doctors. We'll put the kid under one time. We'll take care of all the things that have to be taken care of. And that will be the best way to deal, certainly with a young child, with the medical needs that he needed at that time because of this terrible burn. And the surgery was scheduled for a certain Monday morning. And whatever time it was scheduled for, that all the doctors were supposed to be gathered there together, shortly before that, one of the doctors, one of the team, got called for an emergency surgery that he had to attend, and he wasn't able to be available for this scheduled surgery. And the other doctors discussed among themselves what to do. They said, no, we're going to stick with our plan. We think it should be done all at the same time. And they rescheduled the surgery, not for that Monday, but for the following Thursday, 4 days later. And apparently, the mother was very distraught, angry, whatever reasonable reaction she had to this change of events, 4 more days waiting. But the father of this little boy said, you know what? Told his wife, assuaged her fear, says, you know what? It's 4 more days of tefillah. 4 more days of tefillah. So Thursday came, and the doctors assemble. And in the pre-op, they take off the bandages, and they look at the toes. 1, 2, 3 toes, pink, fresh, healthy-looking toes. I told you. I verified it doubly. The koach of 4 days of tefillah. The koach of 4 days of tefillah, it's a regenerative koach that tefillah has. That was the story that this Rav told at this Atzeres tefillah. And he said, with this story in mind, let's say Tehillim. And so everybody went ahead and we said Tehillim with all of our might for this person who has gone missing. And I sat down to learn. After that Atzeres tefillah, everybody went home. I sat down to learn. About 20 minutes after that Atzeres tefillah was over, about 40 minutes after he finished that story, I got a phone call that this fellow had returned home 40 minutes before, which is exactly the time that this story had ended, and we started saying Tehillim. Fellow got into a cab, came home, and arrived in his house 40 minutes later. The koach of our tefillos, we sometimes underestimate. We think the tefillos of great tzaddik and the tefillos of previous generations, those were tefillos, but our tefillos, who am I, what are we? And that's true, who are we, what are we? But by the same token, the koach of tefillah is something that we've yarshened from our avos, something that we've yarshened from our avos who laid the groundwork for us to be mispalel. And therefore, the amount that we could achieve for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, for Klal Yisrael, we could bring Mashiach with our tefillos. On my way to Eretz Yisrael in July, we took a stopover in England. And traveling with the kids, we didn't think we'd accomplished too much because kids are little and they'll be tired. We wouldn't have slept the night before much because it was left here and arrived there at 6 in the morning, left here at 1 in the night, and you lost 4 hours on the way. 6 hours, whatever it was. And, okay, but the one thing that we knew we had to do was see the changing of the guard. Okay, so we get to England, we park our luggage, we take a train to Paddington Station, we take it on a bus, and we get to changing of the guards. And we came from America to see the changing of the guard. So we'd assume, who's the guard there for? The guard's there for Buckingham Palace for the Queen, right? So we'd assume that the queen would be sitting there on her balcony, on top of the balcony, and they're changing, the guards are changing it below, and the queen, we assumed, would be sitting on the balcony. But lo and behold, the queen wasn't there. Well, why wasn't she there? So these are her guards, they're changing the guards. I came all the way from New York, with schlepping along six little kids. I was exhausted, they were exhausted. Where's the queen? They're her guards, changing their guards. Rabbos say, Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. The Queen of England doesn't want to, isn't so interested in the changing of her guards, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. He's sitting and he's waiting for Klal Yisrael to praise him. Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. How many times have we said those words? Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting on our Tehilos. He's waiting for us to offer a few words of praise. Us, me. Little schnooky me. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs my tefillos. He doesn't need my tefillos from anything. Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. Apparently he does. Apparently he wants it. We realize the koach of our tefillos. The koach of our tefillos are more potent than all the missiles, all the ICBMs, all the militaries of the world, all the armies of the world, all the air forces of the world, all the atomic nuclear submarines of the world. The koach of our tefillos are incredibly powerful. If we only realized the koach that we held in our hands, in our mouths. But there's something that's so important to keep in mind. It's something so important to keep in mind because we have this koach at tefillah, but if we don't exercise it, who's to say that what we can daven and should daven and want to daven for will ever become manifest? Adam HaRishon was waiting for the grass to grow. The world was waiting for the grass to grow. But nothing happened yet. Adam Ayin Lavodes Adam Arash, he tells us that the ground was waiting for Adam HaRishon to daven just so that. What do you mean? Hashem said, let there be grass. Nothing's going to grow till Adam HaRishon davens for it. It's supposed to be. You know what? Things that are supposed to be will not be until we ask for it. I deserve something. You know what? You deserve it. But it's not going to come till we ask for it. There are things that are coming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. We're not talking about things that we're going to somehow grab HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arm, twist it behind his back, twist till he gives it to us. Okay, we have the koach HaTefillah to do that as well. But the things that Hashem wants to give us and plans to give us and we deserve and we earned, even those things, you have to press the button. You have to press the button. You have to say, please. We have to ask for them. Sefer Hasidim says something beautiful. Hashmi'ini es kolech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Hashmi'ini es kolech. I want to hear your voice. Hashem is saying, I want to hear your voice. Hashem is telling us, I have so much to give you, says the Sefer HaChassidim. I have so much to give you, I'm just asking you, do me a favor. Hashem's asking us, please daven, so that I could give you the chesed, the bracha that I want to give you. And Hashem's, not just that we have to, you know, till you say please, I'm not going to hand you what you ask for. It's not that we have to say please. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging us, Hashmi'ini es kolech, Hashem wants to hear our voices. Hashem wants to hear our tefillos. I'm going to be spending a lot of hours over the next two some odd weeks davening. And tonight and over the course of the next week and a half of mornings, there's always something that gets in the way of our having kavana, especially two-thirds of the way into slichos, and that's called a watch. And we're so focused on how late it is, so focused on how long it's taking, so focused on can we do this more quickly, that we forget that the point of vidui is not just to make you have to wake up 2 minutes earlier or to get to work 2 minutes later, but it's to be misvada. Ashamnu, bagadnu. The opportunity, forget about the obligation, the opportunity to be misvada. Like Rabbi Sorcha was speaking about the opportunity to reach a kirvas Hashem to the extent that we offer our viduyim, the set that we seek out, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes we strive for, to that extent we'll come closer. Just wondering, maybe as we recite the Viduyim, every day we could try to focus on at least one. There are 22 letters in the Vidui. We don't have 22 days of Slichas. If we were Sardi, we would. We don't have that. We have about 10 days, a little bit more. Just about 10 days of Slichas, 11 maybe. If maybe every day we could focus on one word with Kavana, one word of the Vidui, Ashamnu, I take responsibility. I'm not going to try to scapegoat. I realize that whatever is happening is my own responsibility, it's my own doing. But God knew, Hashem, you did good to me, and what do I do back? You give me off on Shabbos. You know, before 1964, the Civil Rights, I think it was 1964, the Civil Rights Amendment, there's no, you know, five-day work week. We know what our parents, grandparents had to go through to keep Shabbos, those who were zochet to keep Shabbos. And here you and I come in, it's like nothing. Hashem gave us a tremendous chesed. Saturdays are off. What's our response? Do we take that day and we give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We take that day and we spend it learning Torah. A little bit of a nap, but we spend the rest of the day learning Torah, singing Zmiros to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But God knew. You gave us something incredible. Well, how do I respond in return? We could take one bit of the Vidui every single day. Over the next 2 years, we'll finish. Hopefully with this, we'll appreciate the simcha that we could achieve. The simcha of starting slichas tonight is not just the simcha of coming off the end of a Shabbos, the learning of a Shabbos, coming off the end of a Shabbos, of the owning of a Shabbos. It's also the simcha of the opportunity of kirvas Hashem that we could achieve through the tefillah that we're going to be involved with. It's a simcha that comes with the hope that we could bring to ourselves, the hope that we could bring for Klal Yisrael through the Koach HaTefillah that we have, and we do have it. Be'ezus Hashem, that tefillah, that heartfelt tefillah that we should strive and push ourselves towards, will hopefully bring us all that bracha, bracha for ourselves, our families, Klal Yisrael. Be'ezus Hashem, a year of Bias, Gol Tzedek, Meherav Yameinu.